You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM presents Rian Sheehan, playing October 26th and 27th at Q Theatre.
Hey Rian Sheehan, good morning to you. Welcome to BFM Breakfast.
Hey Mikey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Gosh. Good. Hey, gosh and golly gosh, this is an amazing song from from an album that you've put a lot into. Tell us all about it, my friend.
Yeah, probably the last year of my life into, I guess. But actually, it's the quickest album I've ever made. I think it was written and recorded in almost 6 months, or just over 6 months.
How do you describe yourself as a musician now? I mean, there's a page and a half of bio, but when you wake up in the morning, you think I'm a musician? Do you think I'm a crafts person? Do you think
my day job is a composer, and I write film and television, multimedia, and that's what I do predominantly. And then occasionally I'll release an album.
Lots of work for a composer.
I get a fair bit of work here. I mean, but with my albums, I'm kind of averaging about two a decade at the moment, so not a high output. But the last album I released, Stories from Elsewhere, was 2013, and I hadn't really thought too much about writing my own music until maybe 2016, when my record label manager came to me and said maybe it's time to release something. And
Turns out you did have some beauty in you.
Well, it's I wanted to do something different, and it's my most orchestral album. I recorded a large string section and lots of pianos around the place, and just spent a bit of time trying to get the right sound and vibe.
That's amazing. If you're composing as a job, aside from writing your own music, how do you decide? I mean, you must have stuff that you've written for work, as it were, and then gone, actually, that's pretty. I can pretty much not give them that, and I can keep that for myself. Maybe vice versa.
Occasionally. Yeah. I mean, when you're working, whatever project it is, I've been lucky enough to work on some pretty interesting projects, like roller coaster ride soundtracks and planetarium shows and films.
Can I come and do that with you? That sounds so cool.
I just finished on a mixed reality game with Weta Workshop and an American company called Magic Leap. They have released a device which allows you to experience 3D kind of alternate reality in your own space, that's been an amazing project. But
wow.
Yeah, good fun. But I mean, a lot of those genres that I work in are pretty different, and to the music I write and release. So, I don't often end up with any leftovers, unfortunately.
Any cross-pollination?
But it's definitely worn off, the new album, essentially. I mean, it does have a kind of filmic quality to it. I think it's essentially a soundtrack, maybe in a way, that for a film that doesn't exist.
That's pretty cool, though. But the film exists in your head.
Somewhere. Well, I mean, what we've done is I worked with a whole bunch of visual artists on the show. So when I was writing this album, it was, in the forefront of my mind that I'd love to do something different and in a live context. So I've been working with some really talented visual artists like John Baxter and Matt Pitt and Joe Michaels and a whole bunch of... And Weta Workshop came on board and helped us build some of the visual rig for the shows.
It's really going to be something quite mind-blowing, isn't it? Big shows, aren't they?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting seeing the reaction from an audience. A lot of it's quite, I guess it's a cinematic show, but it's quite dynamic. It goes from, kind of orchestral, classical music into quite big electronic moments. But there's a big band, eight-piece band and a string section. We just played a show in Dunedin.
Oh, yeah, so you've already done the Arts Festival down there. How'd that go?
Yeah, that was well-received. Yeah, that was great.
Well-received, I bet it was mind-blowing.
It
was well received, he says. Well received. I hope it'll be just as well received at the Michael Fowler Centre in Wellington, the Nelson Theatre Royal in Nelson, at the Arts Festival there, and then finally in our town on the 26th and 27th of October at Q Theatre.
Yes, really looking forward to that.
So tell us a little bit more about, I mean, I'm just looking at the titles of some of the songs on the album: Elegy for the Past, The Absence of You, Lost Letters, Soma Dreams, Between Us and the Dying Starlight, We Danced Under a Broken Sky, did we? Toward the Sun, Last Time We Spoke, Atlas, You see, you chuck the word Atlas in there. I mean, these are big concepts you're juggling around there. Excuse the pun.
I usually have a lot of trouble with titles, but a lot of them are just, some of them are working titles, which just stuck. There's a track called April. I think even Atlas was a working title, and it was the first word that popped into my mind. But they sometimes seem to latch on to the piece of music, and I leave them. I was in a very nostalgic mood when I was writing this album and thinking a lot about my past and the future, and I've got three kids, and I guess that was kind of permeating in my head, and that's I guess where the titles came from.
I wonder whether the music does to you the same thing that it does to us when we listen to it. You know, that weird sort of, ooh, hairs are standing on end and tickly skin and ooh, thing.
To be honest, other than our live shows, I don't really listen to it. I finished the album and I mastered it back in May, and I haven't really been listening to it. But I'm proud of it. I think it's a nice cohesive body of work. It seems to work well, and it's
received well. Yeah.
yeah. Well, we'll see. It actually comes out on this Friday. It's released.
Received well by you, though, is what I mean.
Received well. Yeah. I mean, you have to have some kind of system in place that'll, you know, you don't want to be releasing half, I have done in the past, but you know.
You recorded it at home, Roundhead Studios, the Surgery Studios, and at Wellington's Stella Maris Chapel. Get out of it with the Symphony Orchestra. Strings.
Lucky to have, you know, the official New Zealand kind of national orchestra down here, so there's some amazing players that were involved in the album, yeah.
So when you're putting the album together, I guess you're doing it track by track and you're getting everyone in sort of piece by piece. So it must be fantastic to get all that together on stage and get it when you're playing live, you know, and have all the artists all together and fire it up.
Well, it's quite a technical show, so it was slightly petrifying at first in Dunedin, but we actually, you know, we got it together and it worked without a hitch, really. It went really well. But because the visuals are so integrated into the show and there's a string section and there's an eight-piece band and everyone's running off a click and it's all timed, and so if something goes wrong, it can be a worry. But thankfully, nothing has gone wrong yet. So, it seems pretty solid.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, it's an amazing album, and wish you all the very well on all the very best on the tour. Those dates are the Michael Fowler Centre in Wellington, Saturday the 20th. That's on the 12th of October, the 20th and. The 20th and 21st of October in Nelson, and then in Auckland on the 26th and 27th at Q Theatre. And tickets, of course, from where do we get tickets from for that there, my friend? You get tickets from
I think you can get them on the Q Theatre website, or if you go to loop.co.nz.
Q Theatre or Loop, there we go. Yeah. Hey, all the very best, Rian. It's an amazing album, and do more of them. Don't dilly dally. Just
another 5 years, eh?
Just open that soul, and good luck with all the rest of the stuff you're doing as well. It sounds fascinating. Like I say,
good to talk to you.
I'd love to get involved in just.
You should come and hang out.
Creating some stuff. Yeah, let's do that one. That'd be cool. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, thanks, Rian. Have a great day. Rian Sheen's album called A Quiet Divide, and the show's at the end of October in Auckland. Thanks very much, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.